Case number 11251, Charles Curtis Brown, southeast of County Road 535, Middle Ford Road, 100 feet west of Walnut Drive, being lot 109 within North Shores Development. Tax map ID is District 331, map 6, parcel 315.04, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Curtis Brown. My address is 9496 Middle Ford Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I believe that I have provided you with a copy of a survey that I did. Do you have that?
Let's see.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we do.
And if anybody needs any additional copies, if they don't have one and they want to look at that while we're following along, I have additional copies as well. I'm here tonight to ask for a variance to the side yard and to the backyard of my property, for I am would like to build a garage to the back part and side part of the property. Talking and reviewing what is needed, I have looked at the uniqueness of this property. The property is in North Shore Development. North Shore Development was started in 1962. The original farmhouse, which was in that development, is lot 108 and 107, which is just west of my property. That is the original farmhouse that was there, and then they just started subdividing. So, first of all, I did not build the house. It was placed on the lot. The house was moved there in 1978. I purchased the house in 1987. The lot is roughly a third of an acre. It is not possible to put anything on the left side of the property. That would be looking from Middle Ford Road from this point on the left side, which would be lot 110. It's not possible to put something over there due to the fact that there is a septic system over on that side of the property. Due to the unique shape and size of the lot, a hardship exists without a possible variance. Possibility of development, there's no possibility for the property can be improved following the strict conformity, the zoning ordinance of 15 feet. As you can see from the survey, 15 feet is in the middle of my driveway. Also, I point out that on the west side of the property is a wooden fence, which I have had put there from the beginning. It's a privacy fence. On the other side, on the east side of the property, is a hedge that is on the other side of the property. As I stated earlier, this wasn't created by me. I did not build the house. I did not put it there. I merely purchased it in 1987. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. On the bordering properties, I have a privacy fence. I'm planning on building a garage that fits the character of my house. My house is a brick house. I'm going to at least have brick to the front of it so that it would look natural with the house. I'm not going to build something that looks like a commercial building. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties. My neighbors in lot 108, the Fishers, have informed me that if they build anything on the right side, or what, they will build something on the right or west side of their property, because it will not, they will need a variance as well to do anything on their property. My neighbors behind me, lot 123, the Shannons, have made upgrades to the shed in their backyard, and I've explained what my plans were and talked about what I would do with the building of the garage, and they agreed that it will only enhance the property and will not detract from the properties. The variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. The public will only see the front of the building, which will blend in with the house. The extent of the variance is the minimum that would afford relief. And yes, as far as the last question, lease modification I felt I could make with the building was 5 feet from the adjoining properties. And I believe the impact to the neighboring properties was minimal. And like I say, gentlemen, I'm asking for this. If, as you can see from the survey that I had done, it is a small lot. In order for me to do that, I would have to ask for the variance. So I'll take any questions at this point.
All right, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start, Mr. Wortman.
Yeah, you gonna take the carport down?
Yes, the carport will be removed. It's going to come down, and the garage will take its place where it's located.
Okay.
It's not going to be attached. Like, it's going to look about the way it is on the survey.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Rickards?
You're asking for a 15-foot variance from the rear. There's no way you can move that garage, proposed garage, forward?
Yes, I can. But I still would not meet the 20 or the 15.
But it's a lot of variance you're asking for, 15 feet. And I would just ask if you could move it to reduce the variance at all, because you would probably not be able to make the 20 feet even then?
No, I do not believe so.
Okay. You can't move it over 5 feet?
5 feet to the east?
To the east, right.
Well, I'm a little concerned about moving it over because I have a drain field back there. The septic system is on the east side of the property,
mm-hmm.
and there's a drain field that runs back there as well.
So 5 feet would run you into the drain field?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't think it would, but...
You're trying to line this up with your driveway and your house?
That's what I was trying to do, keep it in line with the driveway on the property.
Okay.
That's what it looks like in here. You had lined up with the accident driveway. Yeah.
Okay, that answers that question. I have no other questions.
All right, thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
And Mr. Cannon, I had none because you answered that. Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Gentlemen,
anyone here?
Excuse me, sir. I also have letters from my neighbors, which say that they approve this project.
Okay, you can hand them that to the secretary then, please.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,251, but I'd like to ask Ms. Secretary how many approvals we have.
Two different properties for 4 signatures.
Okay.
Four in favor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The standards for granting a variance were addressed by the applicant.
Yes.
And I believe he had demonstrated that the reasons are reasonable that he's asked about the 5 foot in the rear yard with the drain field there. And the carport's going to be removed, so there's no issue about the permit. So there's uniqueness to the property, which is apparent with the 95.9 tenths of a foot. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship, excuse me, has an impractical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant because of the drain field in there and what he wants to do. And the variance will not alter essential character to the neighborhood. He has stated that. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And I do believe it's the least modification possible with that drain field in there possible of the regulation.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
And a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,251. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,251 is approved.
Thank you.